Hi, Latonya. It's Allison. How are you?
I'm fine, Allison. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you for asking. How can I help you? How's Mr. Colmer?
He's good. He's slowing up a bit. And I think it's about time he see about, you know, and someone to assist him.
Okay. Yeah. Is he still in the facility?
No. Well, he has his own apartment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same apartment, yes.
Okay. So is that apartment, give me one second. The only thing that I want to confirm is he's not in any, like, state-operated nursing home or anything, correct?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay, perfect. He's fine. So now with this, I don't remember if he ever started the waiver program or how to, let me see, apply.
Did he have an application? I went through the paperwork. Someone came out. I filled the paperwork out. She put it through the system. The only thing we were waiting for were 5 years of his statements. And that's the only thing that was actually holding it up. And as I said, I had a lot on my plate at the time. My sister was supposed to do it. It just didn't get done, so we went ahead and dropped it. But right
Got
now,
it.
We can reapply, and I will make sure that everything is that's needed, that
okay.
We have it so we can get this started again.
So does he have his own personal bank, or does he get his Social Security deposited into Access, like Direct Express?
Well, what he did was I actually opened up a payee account for him just last month, but he was receiving it through, a bank account of mine, but then they had me transferred to the payee, yes.
Okay. So we'll have to explain that to the state, because what will happen is they're going to flag your bank account and want 5 years of your bank account and his, because you're the rent payee. They don't know that. So all I have here, his application from September 2024 is the last time that he applied. It's almost a year ago. They will need to obviously redo everything, but you're correct. It looks like the only thing that they needed was the 5-year look back period. So we could get started on that. And then do you have the number for the broker to reschedule? When did you have that appointment? Somebody come out?
You know what? I don't.
Was it more than a month ago?
No. This is the last time we actually applied was that year in September. We just never went through.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah, you guys will have to reapply. So
okay.
I have, and I can text it over to you. I believe I may have. I can actually, let me see. I'm going to copy paste it while we're on the phone. All right. So I just sent you the number for the independent enrollment broker. They're the Department of Medicaid that you're going to start the application from. They will reopen his application and reschedule him for his first appointment in home to go over the financial application, make sure everything still checks out. Now, does he have his own primary care doctor? Or we have a telehealth service that we're contracted with that we're able to have them give you a call and complete the physician's form, whichever is easier for you guys.
He belongs to, has a primary care physician at Oak Health.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that Strawberry Mansion or any other?
No, that's on Godfrey.
Okay.
Godfrey Avenue.
Perfect. I'll send that over. So he will need, just for this first step, reschedule that first appointment. They're going to let you know that they're sending out his physician's form. I'm already going to do it. So it's going to be like just dotting our I's, crossing our T's, making sure everything is in. If you have any questions, just let me know. Let me see.
Okay.
That should be it. Yeah. So just reschedule that first appointment. I'll send out the physician's form and we'll tag team it for the first step. But I just texted you over that number, and if you have any questions, just call me, okay?
Okay, so you're mailing a physician certification form to go to Oak Health for them to have it completed?
So I'm actually going to fax it over to them. Yes, a blank one to have them complete it, and then I also give the instructions on how to either send it back to the state, or if they send a copy back to me, I'll be able to send it to the state for him, no problem.
Okay, so if I'm clear, I'm writing things down.
Yeah.
So you will fax a physician certification form to Oak Health.
Oak Street, yep.
And then once they complete it, they will send it to you or they will send it to the state?
Either or. Does not matter. It'll both go back to the state.
Okay. So I can be able to follow up with them.
Exactly.
Okay. Follow up with Oak Health. Okay.
And then I just texted you that number for the broker.
I have an 877-550-4227. Now,
perfect.
I have to call the broker for what? What do I have to call them for?
You're going to call in, let them know that Keith is interested in applying. Is Keith with you now, or are you with him?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. They will want to speak to him. You are able to be on the phone with him. They will authorize you as what's called a representative on his case, but they want to hear it from the patient first that he's applying himself for home care.
Okay.
So when you call in there, he can say, my name is Keith. I had a previous application. I want to restart. And they'll schedule his first appointment for them to come out in home and help with the application, just like
okay.
the first time. And that'll okay. get the ball rolling on that application.
Okay. All right, then.
I know that's a lot. Do you have any questions? Do you need me to repeat?
No. I wrote
okay.
everything down. So you're going to send me the last time we applied was September 2024. You gave me
yep.
the number for the broker, the 877 number.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to send, well, fax the physician certification form to Oak Health. I
yeah.
just have to follow up with them. Okay.
Yep. That
All
is
right,
perfect.
Then.
And then in around 5 business days, I'll follow up with you guys because then I'll go over the next steps. And then if you have any questions on what happens with the appointment or if you want to know when you schedule it for, you could just text me and I'll add it to the sheet so I know when to follow up with you guys.
Okay, so at this point, I
mm-hmm.
need to – now, he's only – his Social Security, I've been his payee for, I think, three years. So he's
okay.
still going to have 2 years of his account. That he had with USAA, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, 2 years, USAA.
Or if you can provide a closure letter of USAA.
Oh, closure, okay. Closure letter. Okay, I can get on that, and then I can also pull my statements
yep.
For the last 5 years, and then, 3 years.
If you have, do you guys have like a Social Security award letter?
Yes.
Naming you the payee?
Yes.
They'll accept that. That's fine.
So I don't need to do the 5 years?
I'm going to see. I don't believe so because it's yours. They just want to see where it gets deposited and how, where it gets deposited. That's it. So if you send that, the letter, the Social Security award letter with like a bank statement of yours with the transaction of his Social Security getting deposited,
okay.
That'll be fine.
Okay, great. I can do that.
As proof of.
Now, where would I send that to?
You can send that to me if you would like, and I can send it directly to the county for you. Or
okay.
let me see. They don't have anybody assigned to him yet because he hasn't started the application at the county. I would
okay.
most likely reach out and get the caseworker information. How about you just send it to me, and I'll send it to the county for you guys.
Okay, so what is your would I be able to email it or should I fax it or?
So you can either email it or you can text a picture to me.
Text the picture, okay. And what's the number? Is that the number that I call the 215?
The 267-551.
Wait a minute. Okay, so 267-551.
7421 mm-hmm. is my direct line. You can text
okay.
me, call me, whatever you need.
Okay. And I could do that. I'll
yep.
probably work on it tomorrow. I have something
That's
else
totally
to
fine.
Today. But thank you, Alice, for
yes.
Giving me a return call. I appreciate it. Thank
of course.
You.
Of course. If you need anything, you call me or text me, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your
All
day, right. LaTanya. Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.